AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Robert Cremo III, the man accused of killing seven people at a 2022 Independence Day parade near Chicago, rejected a deal in court requiring him to plead guilty to seven charges of murder.
Today you saw absolute, unadulterated evil.
Tony Romanucci is an attorney representing families of the victims.
And that's what happens when you unlawfully place a gun in evil's hand. You are going to get a reign of terror. And today, you saw that reign of terror continue.
Cremo's trial near Chicago is scheduled to start in February. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is back home in Australia.
After pleading guilty to obtaining and publishing U.S. military secrets in a deal with the Justice Department, his wife says they're grateful he's free.
Julian wanted me to sincerely thank everyone. He wanted to be here. But you have to understand what he's been through. He needs time. He needs to recuperate.
Assange's lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, says Australia's prime minister was the first to get on the phone with him when they landed.
Julian thanked him and the team and told the prime minister that he had saved his life.
I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. Attorney's Office in Minneapolis says five people have been charged for trying to bribe a juror in one of the country's largest pandemic aid fraud cases with a bag of $120,000 in cash. The Supreme Court is siding with the Biden administration in a dispute with Republican-led states over how far the federal government can go to combat controversial social media posts. The president of Kenya, William Ruto, says he won't sign into law a finance bill proposing new taxes a day after protesters stormed parliament and several people were shot dead. This is AP News. An overseas automaker is issuing a recall.
Volkswagen is recalling more than 271,000 SUVs because the front passenger airbag may not inflate in a crash. Cars covered include certain Atlas SUVs from the 2021 through the 2024 model years and some 2020 through 2024 Atlas Cross Sports SUVs. VW says that wiring under the front passenger seat can develop a fault. If that happens, it could deactivate the sensor that determines if a passenger is on board. Owners are advised to avoid use of the front passenger seat if possible until the recall repairs have been made. I'm Shelley Adler.
Volkswagen is vowing to invest $1 billion in struggling electric vehicle maker Rivian. Volkswagen needs help with its software. Rivian is seen as a very strong player. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.